Hello, I am Katie Dolagowski. I am the marketing manager with Life Science Nation, and I am joined by Marie Baer, founder of Clinials based in Brisbane, Australia. Marie, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It's so lovely to have you. Please introduce us to Clinials and the company's technology.
Sure. Well, Clinials is an AI-driven clinical trial, patient recruitment and management platform, offering oversight for sponsors during each step of the recruitment process and generating everyday language materials from complex medical jargon-like protocols. 80% of clinical trials currently fail to find enough patients, and which either stops or causes delays for pharma and biotech companies. And Clinials knows that pharma and biotechs need to speak the language of everyday people if they want to continue their R&D.
Thank you. Thank you. And tell us about your team and your board.
Yeah, sure. So Clinials comprises a talented team with diverse expertise. To start with myself, I'm a lifelong technologist and now CEO and founder of Clinials. I've been a sector leader in health tech, femtech, and biotech, and listed in 2019 as the Forbes Top 50 for disrupting health tech. And essentially, the team is amazing. We start with Steve Edge, who's the technical team lead, specializing in health technology and clinical research trial management platforms. Emily Thompson, the marketing and community lead, has a decade of experience in sales and marketing, with a global perspective from working in the UK, Australia, and India. And together they drive clinical success by leveraging their unique skills and experiences. And together with our chair, Mike Avey, his strategic insights, our operations lead, Marilyn's operation expertise, and Steve's technical proficiencies and marketing acumen of Emily, we contribute to the company's growth in the medical and technology sectors.
Thank you. Now, Clinials is affiliated with our tech hub partner, the Brisbane Economic Development Agency, BEDA. Is this how you learned of the Resi Conference series? Is through BEDA?
Absolutely. So Clinials was part of their MedTech Accelerator program in 2022, and we went to JP Morgan initially with them, but BEDA was fantastic help to the Clinials team in introducing us to the Resi program. And it makes us very proud to have our head office in Brisbane and be part of that the thriving life sciences community in Queensland. We first heard about Resi in 2022 when a BEDA member suggested we apply for that MedTech Accelerator program, which we did. And we found the MedTech Accelerator to be an amazing opportunity. And it really helped us define and refine and perfect our pitch deck, one pager, and other investment materials.
So when you were with the MedTech Accelerator, were you part of the educational course that Life Science Nation brought on? Was that, it was on an online course, correct, in 2022?
Yeah, absolutely. But which was a fantastic program, actually, and really helped us fine tune those artifacts that we needed for pitching at Resi.
Right. That's what we're all about, is fine tuning, telling your story.
Yeah.
What phase of fundraising is Clinials in? And when you were coming to Resi, what were you looking to accomplish there?
Well, Clinials is raising a $5 million US seed round, and we're looking for a lead investor. For us, Resi was all about getting our name out there and finding a suitable investor that matched the kind of vision we want for our company and for us helping to accelerate finding patients for the biotech and medtech device sector.
And what worked well for you when you were at Resi?
Well, like any conference, a positive attitude and rehashing key points before going on stage on the floor works well. After the COVID years, we really were leaning in to be able to speak to people face to face and the energy that can give, and leveraging that back into the conversations we have. And what worked well as well was being able to communicate to people after the pitch and express interest in our company. It's all about the journey, not just about the one day.
Exactly. And those in-person meetings are really crucial for that kind of interaction. So that's good. That's good to hear. And congratulations to you on your second place finish in the Resi Boston June Innovators Pitch Challenge. What does this success mean to Clennials?
Well, just wow. It was an amazing opportunity, and it's great to bring the success home. During the MedTech Accelerator program, our materials went through, and this is not exaggerating, hundreds of edits and rewrites with our mentors to finally land on the perfectly polished pitch, which no doubt makes this success sweeter. Clennials has already started to leverage this success through our social channels, marketing, and in our messaging when speaking to investors and customers. And this is all thanks to, the Resi Pitch Challenge.
That's great. That's great to hear. And finally, what advice would you provide to fellow entrepreneurs? You sound like you have lots of experience in this industry and probably have a few things to share.
First and foremost, embrace a growth mindset. We see that it's all about the journey, not just one event, and see challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. It's important to learn from failures, adapt to changes, and constantly seek ways to improve. Being open-minded and resilient will help you navigate the ups and downs of this journey of entrepreneurship. And of course, building a strong network is also crucial, and this Resi and Beta was part of that. Surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals, mentors, and advisors can provide guidance, support, and valuable connections. And we found that this networking opens doors to new opportunities you can never imagine, and allows for collaborative learning. So don't hesitate to take advantage of this opportunity to connect with others in your industry or your entrepreneurial community.
I love to hear that. Sounds like open-minded, open doors. Well, thank you very much for your time, and we wish Clennials the best of luck, and we'll definitely be following you and keeping up to date with what's new with you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marie.